Breaking news, I'm Ben Thomas. Former President Trump is now facing a third indictment, this one related to the 2020 election, charged with conspiring to defraud the United States, disenfranchise voters, and attempting to obstruct an official proceeding. Special Counsel Jack Smith ties Trump's actions directly to the Capitol riot.
The attack on our nation's capital on January 6th, 2021, was an unprecedented assault on the seat of American democracy. As described in the indictment, it was fueled by lies. Lies by the defendant targeted at obstructing a bedrock function of the U.S. government, the nation's process of collecting, counting, and certifying the results of the presidential election.
Trump is due in federal court in Washington on Thursday. And prosecutors in Michigan have filed criminal charges against individuals they say took and tampered with voting machines following the 2020 election. As for 2024, Vice President Kamala Harris and GOP candidate Florida Governor Ron DeSantis continue to spar over the state's new teachings on slavery.
Governor DeSantis proposed that Vice President Harris come debate the merits of the state's new curriculum on African American history.
There is no round table, no lecture, no invitation we will accept to debate an undeniable fact.
On Tuesday, Harris was in Orlando firing back.
There were no redeeming qualities of slavery.
Harris's Orlando trip coming after the state cleared new school guidelines that, in part, require teachers to instruct middle school students that enslaved people develop skills which, in some instances, could be applied for their personal benefit. It's language that DeSantis defends against strong pushback from Democrats and leading black Republicans on Capitol Hill. Mike Hemp in Washington.
This is AP News. Two West African nations, Mali and Burkina Faso, both ruled by mutinous soldiers, have said if regional powers intervened by force in Niger, it'd be considered a declaration of war against them. Karen Chamas has more.
Speaking on Mali state television, Colonel Abdoulaye Maiga from the Mali junta said any military intervention against Niger will be considered as a declaration of war against Burkina Faso and Mali. The West African regional body, known as ECOWAS, has said it would use force if the coup leaders don't reinstate Niger's democratically elected president, Mohamed Bazoum, within 1 week. As tensions mount, the French Foreign Ministry have announced that France is planning an imminent evacuation of people seeking to leave Niger after the coup last week in the former French colony. I'm Karen Chamas.
Thanks, Karen. And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.